Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The repairs have been completed at a burst water main in County Kerry, which suffered two breaks in less than 24 hours. The breaks had been impacting supplies to 50,000 people in Tralee, Killarney, Castle Island and a number of other areas. However, disruption is likely to continue for at least a number of hours as supplies are gradually restored. And I'm joined on the line now from Killarney by the owner of the Faulshaw Hotel, independent Kerry County Councillor Niall O'Callaghan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. So the water main was repaired during the night and then there was a further burst after that. Will you tell us about the ongoing issues that you're seeing there in the area?
Yeah, basically it's the main water supply for 50% of the county. It runs all the way from Killarney, all the way to Farnforth and to Tralee into Fenet. It covers the likes of Fireys, Listroy, Ballyhar. It's just a huge area. 50% of our county is affected by this water break. So it broke yesterday and it broke again last night after they fixed it. So they have to slowly bring it back. And our council workers have been outstanding in getting it back. But it's going to take time because if you just turn on the tap, you might get another break or you'll get it airlocked. So okay. It's just important that they take it. So people will have to be patient, but it's frustrating down here.
Listen, I could hear the phone ringing there behind you as you were speaking. I'm sure people have been in touch.
It's been fun all morning, trust me.
Yeah, and what's happening right now? Because the repairs have been completed, but the supply is not back.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. It's slow because of the as I said, in terms of getting the pressure back up. So there is going to be water tanks available around the county this afternoon from 12 o'clock on today for people if they're out of water. They can go and get their water there. It's going to be a lot harder for businesses, but it is important to stress that the hospitals are up and running and they've kept the water supply to a lot of the old folks' homes as well. So the council are dealing with all these issues as quick as they can, and if they need to get somebody out to fill a tank in one of the emergency centres or even, for example, the vaccination centres, they made sure they were up and running. So that kind of a situation is good, and our council workers, and I keep stressing that, Claire, because at the end of the day, this is an Irish water issue. And they've just totally neglected us down here in Kerry for years. I feel as a councillor, they're not fit for purpose. But in terms of business, it will be awkward for people if you don't have a tank big enough. Normally, when you go for planning for a business, you might have a tank that's big enough for 24 hours of water. But a lot of places don't have that. So they're going to have to be very frugal with the water. And some people actually don't have a flow of water enough to keep going today. So that's going to be an issue. I'm getting phone calls about that already.
Okay. All right. Niall O'Callaghan, thank you for joining us and bringing us that update. And Irish Water say they are dealing with this. We have a lengthy statement from them. And there is a list available of areas around Kerry where there will be water tankers available for people who are having problems with supply. They have a customer care helpline open. It's 1-800-278-278 and you can contact them there for more information. We're getting the latest from Des in Tokyo next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.